This is program number LW2773. Well, once upon a time... Hi, this is Larry West. Got a story for you. Once upon a time, a little 5-year-old kid popped in the front door of his house, and with sparkling eyes, he shouted, "Hey, Dad, come here. Look what followed me home." Well, Dad, sitting there in the den, put his paper aside and stepped to the front door and looked out on the porch, and there was a scraggly, dirty, lop-eared, shaggy dog. The kid said, "Isn't he great?" Well, Dad didn't quite think so. But before he could say anything, his little 5-year-old spoke up again. "Can I keep him, huh, Dad? Can I keep him?" Well, Dad said, "You don't want that thing, do you?" He said, "Why, look how dirty he is. His hair is all matted down. He smells awful." "Why," he said, "look at it. He can't even walk straight. He's crippled." The little boy said, "Yeah, Dad." He said, "But doesn't he wag his tail great?" You know, love is blind. When you really love someone, you don't dwell on his faults. You find what's good, what's lovable about him. And that's what you focus in on. It happened some time ago in a little place called Waxahachie, Texas. District Judge R.A. Stout announced that a little baby by the name of Louise Hood had been adopted by a Dallas couple. He says there were many couples that wanted Louise, but it was the one in Dallas, now the proud parents, who finally got her. Now, that doesn't sound so astonishing, but let me tell you that little Louise was born without arms. When little Louise was just 9 months old, she was abandoned in Ellis County by her parents. Someone found her and had placed her in the Jones Children's Haven and had set up a trust fund for her. There was about $3,000 in it when the couple in Dallas adopted her. Judge Stout said the couple adopting her didn't want the money. They asked that it be kept in the fund until little Louise entered school. There you go. Love is blind. When you really love someone, you don't dwell on his faults. You find what's good, what's lovable. And you dwell on that. That's what you focus in on. That's what you see. You know, it often happens that the one you love often does something unlovable. I mean, for example, my phone rang the other night. It was a call from someone who listens to these little minutes that I spend with you. It was a lady. I don't know who it was. She didn't want to tell me. Anyway, she told me that she had just learned that what she had suspected her husband of doing a year ago was true. He was having an affair with her best friend. And she told me, "I'm so mad, I am infuriated." She said, "The more I think about it, the madder I get." See there? Sometimes the one you love often does something unlovable. She said, "I just don't know if I'm going to be able to forgive." She said, "He wants me to. He's sorry for it. But," she said, "I just don't know if I can do it." Maybe you have found yourself in that kind of predicament, you know, where the one you love does something unlovable. Got a challenge for you. Focus in on his good qualities, and certainly his being sorry is one of them. Focus in on the fact he's apologizing. Dwell on the beautiful. Highlight the positive. Accentuate what's good, what's lovable. Forgive, and then give some benefit of the doubt. Love is blind. The kid who wanted to keep the dog I told you about at the outset today didn't see the dog's crippled foot. You see, the dog had a redeeming feature. Look at how well he can wag his tail. You know, the Bible says that love keeps no records of wrongs. That's what it says. It says love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And then it just simply says, love never fails. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I'm sure glad that God loved me, even while I was unlovable. Don't you think so yourself? Love is blind. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.